Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Kickback by Ace Atkins. Read for you by Joe Mantegna. Maybe he shouldn't have gone out and celebrated. Maybe he should have stuck around for the vanilla ice cream after the lasagna victory meal. But what ifs and should haves didn't cut it the next morning as the gray dawn crept up at 5 a.m. over a row of clabbered houses with peeling blue and green paint. You could smell the Merrimack River rolling by. The cops were there. They were talking to the old man with the gun. The boy stood in the open, his pal Tim already in a squad car. Tim's old man's coupe de ville getting hooked up to a tow truck with spinning lights. His parents were going to freak. Another cop was talking to the boy now, wanting to know how much they had to drink. "I don't know," he said. "A beer, maybe two." "That's illegal," the cop said. "You're only 17. "Yeah," he said, not caring for a lecture, knowing he was screwed. "No shit." The cop just shook his head. He was young, maybe 5 years older than the boy. The cop stood ramrod straight, had hair clipped close like he'd been in the military. He wrote down some notes, wanting to know the boy's parents' phone number. "It's just my dad," he said. "I live with my dad."
"Is your mom alive?"
"Yeah," he said, "but I don't talk to her. Listen, this is a big mistake. We weren't doing nothing. We were just fooling around, and that crazy old guy comes busting out the garage door waving his pistol and saying he was going to blow our brains out."
"Why were you in his garage?"
"We were lost," the kid said. "We ran out of gas."
"Is the car stolen?"
"No, it's not stolen," the kid said. "It belongs to my friend."